This is the Desperate Mothers Podcast. Oh my. Check out what these desperate mother are up to this week.
What else is out there that I've seen? Star Wars. You guys have probably already talked about Star Wars.
Force Awakens?
Yeah. Have you talked about Rogue One at all? Mm-hmm. I'm excited for Rogue One. I'm excited for Rogue One. I'm more excited for 8. I just saw something about Finn having some storyline.
Poo-poo on the Star Wars.
Are you?
I was really upset that it was just a total rehash of New Hope.
I think he just had to prove himself. And I think he just wanted to make everybody happy.
That I don't think is true.
No?
Huh?
No?
I said that I think is true.
Oh, that you think is true.
But then you're not going to, so...
I'm hoping that that was just how he decided to get everybody's, like, look, I can make a good Star Wars too, and then now he's going to actually do something with it. Hopefully.
Probably should be.
Instead of just me talking by myself.
Yeah, but my problem with it was the fact that it was such a rehash from practically every single scene from A New Hope was just redone in a Force Awakens kind of way. You know, you had a few other scenes in there that you didn't get. Because Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker never interacted in A New Hope.
Yeah.
Not really.
Mm-hmm.
There was one scene in the trench, but then when Darth was going to, like, blow his child out of the water, and then Han comes in and saves him. Right?
Right.
But other than that, there was no, like, oh, you're Luke, and you're Darth, and we got problems. We're going to talk.
We got to hash this.
Yeah. No. That Darth Vader was almost that whole, as far as you're... evil nemesis kind of guy. He was very, we don't have any interactions, and we do, he's the badass that spanks you.
Mm-hmm.
Unless he's in the trench and he's got the beat on Luke, and then Han comes in and there's a, you know, Han from the machine. Han ex machina. Right?
Right.
Because we didn't know where Han was. He wasn't like, wow, Han flew away to be a greedy smuggler guy. And then as Luke is about to die, da-da-da-da, Han from the machine.
Han comes back.
Yes, yes. So, Han as a plot device. I guess so.
Silences are the best.
Well, you can edit them out if they're totally silent.
I've noticed that most of your podcasts, you say, oh, we can edit this out, and then you don't. Mm-hmm. Well, there's probably 10 times more of those than you do edit out.
Well, judging how the podcasts are normally an hour and a half to an hour 45 minutes, and then by the time they get done and edited, they're like 45, 55, an hour and 15.
Yeah.
It's like a good 20 minutes to an hour edited out of each one.
Of nothingness.
Hopefully. Sometimes there's swaths of stupidity that we don't want in there.
Yeah.
Like, wow, this tangent totally didn't make any sense at all. Who cares what flavor chicken fry you had at the BK? Was it funny? No. Okay.
No. Okay.
We edit that out.
Just take that out.
Yeah, the joke is, CJ, you don't edit anything. So I guess we could talk about the elephant in the room.
We could talk about the pumpkin-y orange elephant in the room.
Well, I was meaning the real elephant. The Republican elephant.
Yeah.
I guess we should give people an intro.
How should we do that?
Welcome to the Desperate Mothers Podcast. I'm CJ Watson.
And I'm Sammy Sandler.
All right, Sammy's joining me this week because all the other mothers are punks. They're all busy with, like, real life responsibilities, babies and houses and wives.
You know, having to go to work and shit.
Yeah. Fuck that noise. These guys, he ain't desperate enough. They're gonna lose their patches.
Strip you of your patch.
Yep. Yep, you're going to have to earn that again. Back to Proby for you. So, Sammy has been meaning to join us for some time.
Apparently, like 75 episodes.
Oh, yeah. Long, long ago, you did mention you would be interested, huh? No? Yes?
Yeah,
maybe?
Yeah.
We have crickets if you're really interested.
Crickets, right?
Maybe not.
Make it interesting.
Yeah.
That might be a camera type episode.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you really want to get...
You need to get all the disgust from the face in there. Or, if it's not disgusting.
What's that game where you put the bullet in the chamber and you spin it?
Roulette.
Russian roulette. And you get cricket roulette.
Cricket roulette. Is it a cricket? Is it beef jerky? You don't know.
Well, it's all crickets.
You might know. It's what flavor cricket.
No, beef jerky up in here. Are you getting crickets or are you getting crickets?
Isn't that just murder then if you do that with bullets?
Yeah, well, you don't do it with bullets. You do it with crickets.
That's true.
It was like the sushi.
The
Oreo sushi episode. You know, it seems like almost every time we do a podcast, one of the animals goes nuts. Jacques decides to knock over a camera.
What are you doing? What's going on over here?
This one, the cat's jumping up halfway up the wall.
I think he thinks he can reach the ceiling.
Yeah, I think so. He put some deep gouges in those walls, too.
Yeah.
Like where he's not messing around. Tries hard.
Yeah.
Cats go crazy. That's what they do. So we got the grumpy cat puppet here.
The grumpy cat. He voted, apparently.
He did.
Who do you think he voted for?
Libertarian. Grumpy cat's a libertarian. You know why? Because grumpy cat says, fuck you.
Fuck you.
No.
No.
His favorite word, no.
Hey, grumpy cat, did you vote?
I don't want to answer the affirmative because that's almost a positive. He's not down with the positive side.
He was going to answer, but it was just too positive for him.
It was. It's too much effort. There's just like, no. And he's going to say, fuck you, but no. Sometimes you just get that look.
Yeah. He just looks at you and you just know.
Yeah. Yeah. I would tell you to bugger off, but I don't care. I don't want to give it that much effort. That's why you get those sad eyes, half asleep. They had a grumpy cat at the Stan Lee's comic convention that just passed.
Was it the grumpy cat, or is that a type of cat that just looks like that?
No, it was the grumpy cat.
The grumpy cat.
Yeah.
He's famous now.
He is. Yeah, his owner has lots of grumpy money.
That is insane.
Just because the cat looks grumpy all the time. Yeah, I heard that there's people like trying to get their faces to look like Grumpy Cat.
Oh my God, like Kim Kardashian lips or what?
Yeah, yeah, you know how like those people who want to look like Brad Pitt or Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
So you got the Grumpy Cat people.
We get a surgery to look just like them.
That would be funny.
That would be funny.
I'm making that up, but man, that really needs to happen. So sometimes I go on with those kinds of thoughts or stories.
Not always related, but funny nonetheless.
Until some of the guys figure out that I'm lying. Of course, usually they figured out a long time ago that I'm really into a story. It's probably not true.
Yeah, whereas I'm gullible. I'm like, oh, wow, that's funny.
You ever see those people that have joking. Like that those sleepy eyes or those bug eyes?
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the start of the grumpy cat. You know that those people are getting the grumpy cat procedure. They're going grumpy.
Once you go grumpy,
it's like
you don't care enough to go back.
Yeah, that's why they usually never finish the process. They get the eyes, and then they adopt the attitude, and they just don't care.
They just don't care anymore.
No. They end up looking like John from Garfield.
Why bother?
Right. That would be the perfect owner for Grumpy Cat. John from Garfield.
John from Garfield.
Yeah. You ever watch Garfield or read Garfield?
Oh, yeah.
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 John's totally human Garfield. Human grumpy cat.
Human grumpy cat.
Human grumpy cat.
He's just done with Garfield shit. He's like, I don't even care anymore.
He doesn't.
No.
It's just so sad. It's like that greatest book ever. It was where the artist removes Garfield from all the Garfield comics. It's called Garfield Without Garfield.
Really?
And it's just this psychotic, sad, depressed guy saying oh, things.
If Garfield was like his imaginary friend or something.
Yeah, just... yeah. So this guy's just like this total sad case. You'll see like two panels of him standing there, and then the last panel would be like, I hate my life. I'm like, oh my God. Such a dark comic strip. It is awesome. Grumpy Cat approves. I mean, it would if he cared enough.
He would if he cared enough, yeah.
And he doesn't care enough.
He doesn't. Grumpy Cat don't give a shit.
No, no. And even that much is too much effort.
Right.
On the other hand, you know, the joke is that he has more energy than Adam. Yeah, I'm taking shots at you, Adam.
You're not even here, sucker. Yeah. That's what you're you get for missing that. Out. Don't yep. get to defend yourself.
Yeah, he's used to that, though.
Is he?
I'd get text after... some of the other podcasts have come out where we've referenced Adam in relation to Grumpy Cat, and he's like, I hate you.
Hey, fuck you.
Yeah. You guys suck. Well, you should have came over.
You should have come for podcast.
Yeah, you knew what was going to happen, man. So we went to the Stanleys. We didn't go to Stanley's LA Comic Con this year. Last year we went and exhibited at Kamikaze.
Yeah.
And they've renamed Kamikaze this year to Stanley's.
To Stanley's Kamikaze?
Stanley's Los Angeles Comic Con.
I like it, though. Kamikaze was fun, but it's like he's adopted his own Comic Con altogether now.
Well, yeah, and why would you keep calling it Kamikaze when everybody wants to go to Comic Con? They couldn't go to the big Comic Con,
so
you
want to
go to a Comic Con.
Yeah.
So go to Stanley's Comic Con. That must be the best one, because he's the one who invented comics, right?
Right. At the very least, it's Stan Lee, for crying out loud.
Yeah, he's not going to be alive that much longer, right? Anyways. Unless he's a comic book hero, too. Unless he Tony Stark's himself out.
Dun, dun, dun!
Yeah, well, he invented Tony Stark. And Spider-Man. And the Hulk.
I don't actually like Spider-Man all that much.
Why don't you like Spider-Man?
I don't know. I just... Maybe it's because they make him a goofy kid. Maybe it's who he's supposed to be, but...
Like, you don't like the new Spider-Man?
I haven't even seen the new Spider-Man, because there's, like, three different Spider-Man universes already.
Have you seen the new Avengers?
Yes.
Age of Ultron?
No, I haven't seen... Yeah, I saw Ultron, but I didn't see...
Okay, Civil War.
Civil War. No, I haven't seen Civil War.
So you haven't even seen the Spider-Man?
I've seen enough of the Spider-Man.
This little kid Spider-Man?
Yeah.
I got problems with this little kid Spider-Man.
Although, I have seen clips of who the Flash is going to be, and I'm really excited about that. And he's like...
I'm not excited about the Flash, because it's not the same as the TV show Flash.
I really love the TV show Flash, so, you know, so I am disappointed that it's not the same.
Yeah, so you're getting a real taste that DC Extended Universe is very different than... the television universe?
Yeah. I wonder if they're doing that on purpose.
Well, and I guess you should and you could, or you could and you should, but I don't know. DC has got such a long way to come back into the movies. The funny thing is, in the 70s and 80s, DC was owned by the powerhouse, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Time, Warner, whatever, the magazine, publishing company. They owned DC Comics. So DC Comics was this powerhouse with tons of money. And they made the worst movies. It wasn't until Tim Burton came out and made a good Batman movie that everyone says, oh my God, Batman could be not hokey? That's awesome. Right?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Marvel wasn't making any movies. So you had bad superhero movies or no movies.
Yeah.
Now Marvel has become the movie powerhouse.
Yeah, they have.
Which... I want to say started with Sam Raimi's Spider-Man.
Which one is...
Tobey Maguire.
Oh, is it Tobey Maguire? Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So you had Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man come out, and it was just mind-blowingly good.
Yeah.
Spider-Man was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
He was Peter Parker. He was awkward. He was shy. Yeah. He wanted to try real hard.
Yeah, he wasn't like outgoing and excited like the new kid seems to be.
Yeah, yeah. This new kid just
Kid seems to be like trying to channel his inner Deadpool when, like, he's trying to be funny and trying to be excited, but at the same time, Spider-Man shouldn't be because he's kind of depressed. He's kind of a loner kid who's been picked on, and he's
but. In the comic books, when he put the mask on, he was all like the web head was wisecracking and super fast
and confident. And...
Well, in kind of his spider abilities, but overall, yeah. Not in his relation to with everybody else.
Well, yeah. I mean,
he originally was bullied by Flash Thompson in the comic book back when he got. I'm going back to like 1963 Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Back before I started dating Gwen Stacy and all that fun stuff.
I totally remember that.
Yeah. I mean, you probably don't know Gwen Stacy.
Not off the top of my head, no.
Spider-Man's first girlfriend?
Mm-mm. I just know of...
Mary Jane Watson?
Mary Jane, yeah.
No, Spider-Man's first girlfriend was killed by a Green Goblin.
See, all this universe swapping, it makes me confused a little bit because Mary Jane
was
interacts with the Green Goblin in the Tobey Maguire movies.
Right, right. They told, and they then changed they it up on then her. They introduced Gwen in the second movie.
Mm-hmm. With yeah. What was her name?
Emma
Stone.
Stone.
Wife number two. No, wife number one. Inner joke. Sorry. Emma Watson. Emma Stone is wife number one. Michelle Rodriguez is wife number two.
Emma Watson.
Emma Stone. Emma Watson is awesome too, but.
Yeah.
She's an adult now, so that's not as creepy.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, is, what is her girl from Badass or what was that movie? Kick-Ass.
Kick-Ass Chloe Grace Chloe. Moritz.
Is she an adult yet?
Yeah.
Is she?
Yeah.
She still looks 12.
Yeah. I'm going to edit that part out. No, she's awesome.
She is awesome. She is kick-ass.
Mm-hmm.
Dun-tsh.
All right. No, so we were talking earlier that we just had the election. Everybody's commiserating or, you know...
Miserating.
Yeah. And Donald Trump is president. And if you listen to the podcast, then you know what? I don't really know.
If you're listening to this, we've all been blown up. No, just kidding.
See, I don't know the demographic necessarily of somebody who listens to my podcast.
They could love Donald Trump.
They could. I mean, he's a freak show.
He's a freak show.
Says what he wants.
He brings...
He embarrasses himself and others.
He brings...
If you like that? Me, you probably like Donald Trump.
Maybe.
Wow.
Because you embarrass yourself.
And others. I say the wrong things at the right times.
Yes, but you're not running for president, so I don't think anybody holds it against you.
Not yet.
You never know.
If I get a number one TV show, then I know I'm good to go for president.
Right?
Yeah. You're fired.
Oh, I hope he incorporates that into his inauguration speech.
Yeah, I think...
Obama, you're fired.
People are trying to predict who his cabinet members are going to be. And I said, it's obvious who his cabinet members are going to be.
Sarah Palin.
Every season winner of The Apprentice is going to be appointed to...
This is what I've been training you for.
Omarosa, you're in charge. It's done. We already know. We saw this. We elected it.
We should have seen it coming.
Yeah, yeah. All through the primaries, I've equated all of the potential presidential candidates... I've tried to assign them different roles in the Game of Thrones, as Game of Thrones characters, which Game of Thrones character is which. This upset of the election is as if Ramsay Bolton killed Sansa and ruled Westeros.
Yeah.
Was such an upset out of left field.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody thought the Mother of Dragons was going to come in.
Swoop in and save the day.
But she never appeared. She's stuck on the other side of the water, of the sea.
Mm-hmm.
And Ramsay just took it home.
Fucked their shit up.
He did.
Although I would not equate Hillary to the Sansa? Queen of Dragons.
No, Sansa.
Oh, Sansa. Yeah. Okay.
Queen of Dragons hasn't come yet.
I have hope.
I have hope. You know what my hope is? And I've pissed so many people off in the past 2 days saying this. You know who I'm voting for in 2020?
Is it Michelle Obama?
Yes. Because I'm with her.
I fucking love Michelle Obama.
It's going to be Obama 2020.
Woo!
Right?
I'm down.
She's going to swoop in off her dragon. She is Daenerys Targaryen.
I totally would have voted for Michelle Obama
gonna
if she
save ran. The day.
Yep.
All she got to do is go in the next election, get 2 years to yep. be in the House.
Yep.
And then she's good as gold.
Do it.
She's going to run away. She's going to be not only the first woman president, but she's going to be a black woman president.
Black woman president. You know what I've been telling people is I hope the next president is a Hispanic Muslim woman. Piss off everybody.
You know what would piss off everybody?
Right.
You know what would piss off everybody?
Oh, what?
Transgender. What'd she start out as? Why is that important?
Why is that important?
She's a woman now.
She's a woman now, and she knows what the fuck she's doing.
Would women get behind a transgendered?
I feel like half of them would, and the other half would be like, that's just wrong. And I'd be like, you're old. You're going to die soon anyways. Yeah. So shut the fuck up.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people think that the country wasn't ready for a woman to be president because that gender bias transcends class and racial boundaries, you know?
See, I thought racial boundaries transcended the female bias.
Yeah, but
apparently not.
I don't think so.
Because people are still mad that Obama is in freaking office still.
I know, huh?
Like, what exactly has he done? Give me one example of something that he has done. Teach me, please, because I don't know.
Something bad?
Yeah.
The worst thing about Obamacare is the penalty situation and the taxation of your employer benefits.
You know what? My response to that is if it at least people without benefits now have benefits, if it's flawed, then we need to amend it.
Yes.
Not retract it.
Right. And I don't think Hillary came out enough with that argument.
She should
because
have, yeah.
Everybody believed that she was not going to do anything about Obamacare.
Yeah.
And she just assumed she had the support that, you know, we all thought she had.
Yeah.
And so she didn't play up enough what I need to do. What she did was say, oh, you don't want Trump. Oh, I have experience.
She
oh,
was scared like
Trump.
Us that people weren't going to see that she was better than
she
Trump.
She wasn't selling her presidency.
Yeah. She was just trying to
fighting
fight
his.
Off him. Yeah.
Yeah. She should have said, I know there's problems with Obamacare, and I can fix it, and here's exactly how.
Yeah, and she has the infrastructure in her brain to have done that, and she didn't.
Yeah, it was hers to lose, and she lost it.
Yep.
She assumed she had the minority vote.
Yep.
There were 11 million less voters this turnout
than the last
one.
You know what they say about
assuming,
though, right?
Yeah, whenever you assume, you make Donald Trump president.
Yep, that's exactly
Don't
the quote.
Make that, Donald Trump president.
That's the exact quote.
It is. Yeah, from now on, whenever you assume and fuck things up, it's going to be referred to as making Donald Trump president. So we'll see. Don't Trump this up. On the other hand, he could be one of the most fun president people since like George W. and Dan Quayle.
You know what? I dare you, Donald Trump. I dare you be the most fun president.
Right, right. Fall down the stairs and trip over stuff like right. Gerald Ford.
Right, and they get up and be like, ha ha, oops.
Spell all the best words wrong. He's got all the best words and he can't spell any of them.
You know what? Black people love Donald Trump. He has the best black people.
He has the best black people. He said. There's even one or two in some of his like rallies and he always points them out.
He always points.
There's my right black there. Person. There's
right
my,
there,
there
you guys. Leave him alone. He supports
me. He's one of us. He's got the red hat on.
Oh my god. Oh lordy.
Yeah, so that's gonna be fun. But Omarosa will probably give him some legitimacy with the black vote, the black constituency.
Yeah. I honestly don't think that the majority of the black voters voted. Because I don't think that they... I could be completely wrong. They could be like, Donald Trump's awesome. And I'd be like, oh, okay. Sure.
No, the exit polls and stuff showed him at single digits with black voters.
Oh my god.
So,
did Hillary have digits?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
but
okay.
She was like 5 and 9 and 10% less than Obama was. So she
that's
so
not bad.
Obama's supporters though didn't come out in favor of Hillary in the same numbers.
But they didn't go to Trump, so they must have just not.
Well, 11 million less voters overall from this election from the last one.
Which I think is astounding because most. I have heard more that people were going to vote more now because of all the shenanigans with this election than I've ever
less.
Heard. Yeah, and there were less. I think it's because people gave up after a while. They're like, fuck it. These are both shitty candidates.
And that's what people said. People who would support were supporting Hillary assumed she was going to win. All the news outlets said she was going to win.
Yeah.
You know, and she...
I couldn't believe it when
she
didn't win.
She has the popular vote.
Yeah.
If it's a straight popular vote, she'd be president.
Yeah.
But it's not.
But it's not. And maybe, just putting that out there in the airwaves, we should amend that situation.
Well, they've talked about it before, but...
Nobody's going to get it passed because the government has to pass it. And they're going to be like,
no, because the Electoral College puts the parties in charge.
Yep.
You know, by sticking it to a straight popular vote, it opens the doorway for Kim Kardashian's presidency.
Jay-Z will be the first lady.
Oh, man, yeah.
Oh, good Lord.
Well,
Kanye West.
Yeah.
I can never remember which one's which.
Yeah. And he likes the finger,
not that they
right?
look alike. I'm just saying, I can never remember which one's married to Kim Kardashian or Beyonce.
Yeah, it's Kanye West is married to Kim Kardashian, but he's in love with Beyonce. Right?
Okay.
Like, he'll fight Taylor Swift.
That's why.
Yeah.
I keep thinking that Kanye's married to Beyonce because he keeps fighting Taylor Swift for whatever god-awful fucking reason.
Because he's in love with Beyonce.
Oh, my God.
And there's a Jay-Z in the way.
Oh, my God. Just...
But I always thought Kanye West was really gay.
Maybe.
That's why he loves Beyonce so much.
Maybe.
It's part of the beehive.
He's a beehive.
He is.
He's a worker bee.
He wants to be queen.
He wants to be the queen bee.
Yeah.
Well, can't have two queen bees.
He's all into the fashion and pop music and posing and strutting around. Nothing about that says straight male rocker.
I mean, we're in an age where we're trying to convince men that it's okay to be feminine, though. So,
well, yeah.
Maybe he's just trying to support that. Maybe.
Well, I'm okay with that, but there's that fascination with Beyonce, and if it's not something that Jay-Z's like all upset about, then it's because he's gay.
Okay.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Kanye West. Said it here first. I'm sure other people have said it. I'm sure a lot of
Probably.
People say it. You know, you don't design your own clothesline and not be called gay.
Oh my God. Was he the one that they had a line down some boulevard in
Well, he's
LA?
Got those little trendy, stupid shoes. And then he has those terrible shirts with the iron-on.
They're not even good.
They're oversized shirts with iron-on Old English letters on them.
Yeah.
And he's saying that there's his fashion thing. Like, look at the morons. I got to spend $300 on a t-shirt.
That's really what he's saying. It's like, yeah. Watch me do this.
Yeah, punk-ass bitches.
I think bitches is my new favorite curse word.
Yeah?
Yeah, not that long ago, cunt was my favorite curse word.
Mm.
Now it's bitches. bitchin' ass bitches.
Okay. We'll edit that part out.
No.
We edit nothing.
We edit nothing.
In fact, if this podcast ever stops, it's just because we ran out of tape.
We don't use tape anymore.
I know. You're old. And it's funny how you refer to recording things as videotaping things.
And yet you don't use tape anymore.
Yeah. In fact, the device you're using has never, ever used tape
never,
in it.
Never, ever, ever. Yeah.
You know, your cell phone has never used tape in it.
Never.
Your camera has never used tape in it. If you're picking up a video camera that once had tape in it and you're videotaping something, then you are videotaping it.
Yes.
But there's no tape recording devices in use in anybody's home anymore.
Yeah.
But we still say videotape. Right?
Right.
Yeah. What's up with that?
Or like, I got to develop some pictures. Like...
Instead of print?
You mean just print them, right?
Get a print pictures? No, but I had to go have them printed at some place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where they
well, nobody it. Even really does that anymore.
Yeah. They just have their printers do it.
Yeah, you either do it on your printer or... You know what didn't take off like I thought would be? I mean, they're all over the place, but it's not as ubiquitous as I thought it should be, is those picture frames that show your pictures.
Oh, yeah. You know, I have two of those. And I love them, but I don't turn them on.
What use are they?
Right?
Right.
Well, I have one in the bedroom, and if there's any lights on, Tim will turn them off, so.
Oh, because they have
light. They make light, yeah. And when you're sleeping, you want it to be super dark.
Yeah, honestly, what you really want is a nice, vibrant e-ink color display, and that doesn't exist.
Not yet.
You know what e-ink is? It's like on the Kindle...
The like paper white deal.
Yeah, that's e-ink.
Okay.
So you get the ink displayed on the screen arranged in such
but
a way.
But it doesn't project white light.
But it doesn't project light.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's that what you need. That would be good. Eventually, maybe.
Something about get it done.
Yeah. Somebody. Because that's the only way we're going to have picture frames that are on all the time. Otherwise, it's like having screens on all the time.
And you get tired of it. You turn them off.
Yeah, even in the if you put them in the TV room, then when you turn the lights out, they watch a scary movie. Then you, then you see your vacation pictures on, and you're like, oh my God, I look like that in a bikini?
That's the scary movie, really.
Yeah, that's horrifying. People come over and they run out, plucking their own eyes out, like they've seen Cthulhu or something. It's awful. It's just me in a Speedo.
It's just me in a Speedo, guys. You've all seen this.
It looks like a Speedo in an avalanche. And when were you buried by Flab?
Aww.
So, we were talking about... what the hell were we talking about?
I don't remember. Let's see. How many ounces in am I?
And that's just a shorty.
I am 1 pint in, so I don't remember.
American or British?
Is American pints different than British pints? Yes. Then I don't know.
American pint is 16 ounces. British pint, of ale anyways, by British law, is 20.
This says 1 pint and 6 fluid ounces.
So it's a 22.
So not even a pint.
22 ounces? It's a pint.
22 ounces mm-hmm. in America?
16 ounces is a pint in America. That's a pint plus 6 here. In Britain, a pint's 20 ounces, so that's a pint plus 2.
Right. So it's a pint plus 2 in Britain. It does say cheers. So it must be British. Or whatever.
But it's 22 ounces.
Okay. 22 ounces total.
So Grumpy Cat would approve, but he does not give a fuck.
He does not give 2 fucks.
No.
Not even 1 fuck.
Nope. It takes too much effort.
Too much. Maybe a half a fuck?
If he's thinking about it, it's too much.
It's too much.
He just looks at you and it doesn't even react. He'd look away, but that's too much effort. The Grumpy Cat just does not give a fuck.
He just
not even
out.
One. No not fucks. Even one. No fucks given.
No fucks given. NFG.
Yeah, poor Grumpy Cat.
Poor Grumpy Cat. He's probably the happiest cat in the world because he's so loved by everyone.
Well, he's rich.
Yeah. He gets whatever cat treats he wants.
On the other hand, he just had to get his picture taken with thousands of like nerd people in LA, so you can't be that happy.
Don't touch my tail.
You know, and there probably was no hot cats there.
Right? There's no pussy action, as they say.
Yeah. Poor grumpy cat. Not getting any tail. Just like a, like in a zoo, people coming up. It's like, I'm not a toy for your amusement. Or he would have said that, but...
You know.
That requires too much effort.
Either he's the laziest or the very, very grumpiest.
So at some point, we're just going to change the name of the podcast to...
Grumpy Cat Analogies.
The Grumpy Cat Philosophy.
The philosophy.
Mothers for Grumpy.
No, Mothers for Grumpy. Like, what, desperate for Grumpy.
Yeah, desperate. Oh. We're not funny.
That's okay, because we think we're funny.
That's the important thing.
That is the important thing.
You keep chugging away with the podcast.
Yep.
And making the poor NSA agent
nervous.
Listen, and eventually he's going to report back to Trump, and Trump's going to arrest me. Or us, or how many people, I don't know.
Trump, just buy us a beer. It'll make it all okay.
He waterboard you with beer. It'll be American beer. You wouldn't want to drink
Oh,
that.
That'd be torture.
Like getting waterboarded with Coors. Or what's that America beer? Budweiser?
Budweiser.
Budweiser. Made by foreigners, called America.
Yeah, for reals.
Strictly for waterboarding purposes. It's not even kosher.
They use it for waterboarding instead of drinking.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's...
crap.
It is. It tastes just off.
When was the last time you had a Budweiser?
I have no idea.
It was the last time I played beer pong. Last time I felt like a young person.
I don't know. I joked about having one a few years ago.
I feel like we had some in the house at some point.
We had Pabst.
Did we?
We were all drinking, we were all being ironic.
I feel like, were you trying to be hipsters?
No, that's the full funny thing. I'm trying to be ironically make fun of hipsters. Because we used to drink Pabst all the time because it was the cheapest thing ever. And now people drink Pabst because it's hip.
Yeah.
But it still tastes like shit.
It still tastes the same.
Yeah. You know, I always joke that those kind of cheap American beers being charcoal filtered just makes it so you can taste the charcoal.
Mm-hmm.
Because it tastes better than if you didn't taste the charcoal.
Yeah. The charcoal adds flavor.
It does add flavor. It's that cheapy, pilsnery, burnt smell. You can smell it.
Pilsners.
Just saying it, you smell it.
I do, yeah.
Yeah, that is a rough beer.
Not a Pilsner fan.
And I don't know why. I mean, I want to try some fresh Pilsner. I think I've had a Pilsner that was...
Jacques Cousteau.
Well, after the cat made his appearance, of course, Jacques has to remind...
Jacques Cousteau has to say hello.
He's like,
what?
Oh.
What did you find? What is it? Oh.
Cannot have a podcast without Jacques' input. Without too much talent showing up and wanting to be in front of the camera and doing things, I'm trying to restructure some of the Desperate Mothers comedy channel sketch ideas into one and two man shows.
Yeah.
So I've got this one sketch idea that I talked to Adam about these guys who love Metallica's song The Thing That Should Not Be off of Master of Puppets.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious because Matt thinks it's the worst Metallica song on one of the best Metallica albums ever.
It could be very well.
So the whole point of these guys in the sketch is they love The Thing That Should Not Be. They love Metallica. They love Cthulhu, but the only thing they know about Cthulhu
is the from thing the song. Should not be.
So they decided to like devote their YouTube channel to that song and all things Cthulhu and Metallica. So the first time out, they get an octopus like for eating, and they dump it in this like milkshake, and they drink the shake that should not be, and it's an octopus because it's like Cthulhu.
It's like Cthulhu. We gotta do that.
Yeah. And then we can revisit them. We could revisit them as they invite new people onto the show to talk about Cthulhu.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have their minds blown. They totally don't understand. And it's just a, like ridiculous comedy ensues or, you know, misunderstandings.
Mm-hmm.
So think about Wayne's World, only they're just not that
but with
deep.
Cthulhu and...
Yeah, they love Metallica and Cthulhu and then they don't get it.
Yeah.
So Matt said he was kind of more open to that. So I thought so we're going to get like mullet, wigs, and Metallica t-shirts. And so we're gonna do that as a sketch.
I'll definitely come on as one of the people. Just be like, what are you talking about?
Like you get those super serious goth Cthulhu Lovecraft fans. And then they come on and they're all deadpan and serious and...
That has nothing to do with Cthulhu.
You guys are so stupid. You don't know what you're talking about.
You guys have no idea what you're talking about.
So it exactly like a ripoff of Wayne and Garth.
Yeah.
Only instead of like girls and guys from their school, these are people from the Lovecraft scene.
Lovecraft community.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think it has a potential to be mildly amusing. You know?
That would be good.
Yeah, good recurring sketches for the channel.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we do on the podcast, and sometimes we talk about, you know, what we want to do on the channel. And what's been the case is that we talk about what we want to do on the channel, and then we never do it.
Start doing it.
Right. The only thing that we got on the channel is the food challenges. Because it's kind of a pain. It's hard to set up a sketch, to set up a scene, to set up a set. And get everybody together and shoot it when everyone has full-time jobs and...
You know what we should do is just one night when we can, just do it in your computer room. And just, that would be, like, somebody just slides in on a wheelie chair to be your guest and just do it really quick.
Yeah.
You could totally get away with it.
Well, the garage set is coming back together.
Is it?
Yeah. I think the last time you saw it was just... Well, you didn't...
Chaos.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw it during the flood reconstruction.
I haven't seen it since before the last time I visited before the flood.
Oh, okay. It's a lot different now.
I was here pre-apocalypse.
But we have flats for the background, and we'll get more space. We're gonna get more space. It's got to double up as, you know, bunny rabbit.
Yeah.
Woods anyway.
Yeah.
So there's like a ton of puppets in the studio.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we've got, Tim and I talk about it periodically about how you should do different layers of background like they do in Disneyland's Pirates of the Caribbean
because
it adds depth without too much room.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
That's the plan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I was even thinking eventually maybe trying to incorporate some green screen in the very, very, very back, but
yeah, very, very
it's
little
really
of it.
Tough because if you adjust a camera angle... You know, you've got camera one, camera two, and camera three. You can't use the same green screen.
Yeah, because there's three different camera angles.
Yeah, now
you can't use the same green screen for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why you don't want to use green screen.
Yeah.
So we've got black flats for the furthermost background.
Yeah.
And then we can play with the draped foliage in the middle background.
Yeah.
And then in the fore background. Fore background.
Yeah.
Because you do. You're exactly right. Just like a theater.
Yeah.
You know, when you want to add depth, you actually use square footage as depth.
Yeah.
and smaller plants and smaller...
Mm-hmm. For the far
almost away. Almost miniature rising stuff.
Yep.
Because you have to make it look smaller.
Yeah.
Like a hobbit's.
Like a hobbit's. Like the hobbit's.
Like the hobbit's.
What's this? You
gotta trick the camera. And if you can trick the camera,
you can trick the eyes.
Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. that's the hard one to trick.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't trick the camera, you're never going to make it believable in post, no matter how much CGI you have.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the Jurassic Park puppets were, like, so great.
Yeah.
And, you know, the dinosaurs in a lot of Jurassic Park hold up.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were puppets.
Yep.
They existed.
Yep.
For real. Did you see The Walking Dead? Do you watch The Walking Dead?
Which one?
Did you watch the second one with King Ezekiel?
Yes! King Ezekiel for president.
Did you see that Shiva?
Yes.
Is a puppet?
Yes. How? So she's puppet slash CGI slash...
Head puppet.
Yeah, she is...
It's amazing.
She's fabulous.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So puppets can be great.
Yes. Puppets are great. Yeah. Always, I think.
I'm biased.
Yeah.
Because I'm using puppets.
Well, yeah.
For nefarious reasons. So yeah, we're talking about doing stuff like that on the show to enrich the Desperate Mothers channel, so it's not just all us getting spanked by 13-year-old girls in the Guinness World Record food eating challenges. And so we're gonna have that. We're gonna do some other things. I've got a character that's a total riff off of the Blintech guy.
Who's the Blintech guy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's the point.
Well, he's the guy who does the Blendtec blender stuff. Will it blend videos?
Oh, Blendtec.
Yeah, Blendtec.
Ah, will it blend?
Yes.
Of course it blends, because you've got a freaking crazy blender.
Yeah, I have that blender.
Do you?
Yeah, that's right.
Why can't we destroy some shit?
Yeah. Did you watch last year I made a video?
Nope.
It was called Meat Mountain Shake.
Meat Mountain Shake. I feel like I should have been invited for these things.
I did it all by myself.
Oh, you should have invited me.
So, the Meat Mountain is this legendary sandwich made by Arby's. It's off their secret menu.
Mm-hmm.
It is a sandwich that's stacked 8 inches high or so
mm-hmm.
with all of their meats on it.
Oh my gosh.
Cost like $10.
And you blended it.
I got that, and it was right around October last year, and I blended it with... pumpkin cheesecake shake.
Delicious.
So pumpkin cheesecake shake sandwich with all the Arby's meats.
OMG.
Put it in the Blintec blender, made it smooth as silk.
Yeah?
Yep.
And you ate it by yourself.
I choked that sucker down.
Was it delicious?
It was not delicious.
Not even a little bit?
Well, it was delicious because you had chunks of meat, liquefied meat. So it tasted like you had like this swallows of delicious meat and then swallows of delicious pumpkin cheesecake shake.
That I don't see how this is not delicious.
Well, I didn't throw up.
That means it was delicious.
I drank it all.
That I'm disappointed I didn't get to see that.
So I was joking with the guys. We should have a regular like a video on the Desperate Mothers channel. We can call it Meat Shake Monday.
Do it.
Every Monday. We get a shake and a delicious meat product. And we blend them together.
You know what would be great for that blending delicious meat product?
What?
The Boulevard has a Reuben sandwich that is delicious.
Well, I want to go with stuff that people can drive through and get everywhere.
That's true. People have to be able
to relate.
So
I'm thinking Whopperito.
Whopperito.
Have you had the Whopperito?
No.
It's a Whopper in a burrito.
Yes.
I had it.
Did you?
Yeah, I had it.
Was it delicious?
It was strangely good tasting.
Yeah.
It was like they took a Whopper patty and chopped it up. They did it like all fajita style or something.
Yeah.
And they put a taco sauce on it. And then all of the rest of the middle of a Whopper.
Yeah, which is generally in a burrito anyways.
Yeah,
unless
but there was pickles.
Cheese. Pickles? The pickles?
There were pickles. So, Whopperito shake. Whopperito meat shake.
That, I want to be included in these food things.
So, yeah, the guys don't. Like, oh my God. I got them into Oreo sushi and...
See, I think Oreo sushi would be freaking delicious.
Well, it probably would if you didn't use Walmart sushi like we did.
I mean...
It was horrible.
That's true.
It was pretty horrible.
I mean, I don't know. I used to eat, the only way I can eat tuna sushi, tuna on top of rice, is if there's whipped cream on top with the chili oil. It's the only way I can eat it.
Whipped cream and chili oil.
Whipped cream and chili oil. Someone did it as a dare one time, and it was actually delicious. I've actually had my brother try it and my best friend try it, and they agree.
You
weren't delicious.
High at
nope.
the time?
Never have been high.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just irrational.
That's disgusting.
If you're listening, go try it. It's fucking worth it. It's delicious.
However, I did like the golden Oreos with the wasabi
yeah.
and the tuna.
Yeah.
I was double dipping into the wasabi.
See?
Golden Oreos and wasabi just go right together.
We should do a take two, and I will come over, and we'll do sushi Oreos again.
Cthulhu with, sushi.
Yes. With octopus and all that.
We got to get those octopus tentacles that move around.
I'm just not down with uni. It looks like baby diaper dew. Can't handle it.
Yeah, but it's not.
It's not. What it looks like. It.
Okay.
I assume it tastes something like oysters, though. Just really salty and like briny,
mm-hmm.
seaweedy.
Well, speaking of briny or seaweedy, so tis the season.
Tis the season.
It's harvest time.
Rah, 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 rah.
And that means pumpkin galore.
Pumpkin. It's White Girl Friday.
Everything's pumpkin. What?
It's Thursday, guys.
So we have some Trader Joe's pumpkin tortilla chips.
Okay.
Have you tried them?
I have.
So they taste like corn tortilla chips. They're mostly they corn do. Tortilla chips with pumpkin and a little cinnamon and a little nutmeg.
They generally taste like tortilla chips with pumpkin.
They should have given us a recommended dip for it, like a salsa. Like, you want to say a mango salsa would go good with it because you want a little bit of fruit?
I don't know because I can't eat mango salsa. Never had it. I'm allergic.
Okay.
But maybe like a cinnamon something or other. I'm trying
well,
to think.
It has
maybe like a
in
guacamole
it.
With cinnamon in it or something. Mm. I wonder if that would be good.
And then they're not sweet enough to like go straight into the whipped cream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't just go straight into icing or something.
No, because they're just not
they're
sweet.
They're salty.
Yeah, it's very corn chippy. It's like,
but you can taste the pumpkin.
It's like corn chip and pumpkin meat.
Yes.
So you want something that can go on a corn chip, but it's also pumpkin friendly.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, maybe not caramel applesauce.
Maybe not caramel applesauce. Maybe.
But maybe.
Maybe. Maybe something where you can incorporate apples into salsa.
Instead of
mangoes.
Yeah.
Like yeah.
Some type of apple chutney.
Mm-hmm. That might work.
Yeah. Okay. But I like it, but it's tortilla chips.
They are tortilla chips.
Then we have Boulder Canyon's pumpkin pie flavored potato chips.
Which potatoes are much better than corn anyways.
Are they?
They are. I could subsist on pumpkin or on
potatoes.
On potatoes, not pumpkins.
Well, okay. So this is a pumpkin flavored kettle cooked potato chips.
Pumpkin pie kettle chips.
Yeah, because it has pumpkin spices and nutmeg and cinnamon. And the chips themselves aren't quite as hard as kettle chips.
Yeah.
They're not soft.
They're still crispy.
But I've had much
but
stiffer
much harder, yeah.
kettle chips.
The sour cream and onion kind.
Mm-hmm.
Which is so delicious.
Or when the kettle chips are folded up, crinkled up too much, and they hit the roof of your mouth.
Oh,
they,
yeah.
They can cut your mouth up like Captain Crunch.
Like razor blades.
Yeah.
Which Crunch. Is the same thing as Captain Crunch, really.
Yeah, yeah. You can't eat Captain Crunch too young. You have all your teeth and a little
there's an age restriction.
Yeah, it's like grape nuts. You can't eat grape nuts before all your adult
before
teeth
70.
Come in. Well, if you have your baby teeth with grape nuts, they're going to take them out.
Oh, yeah. Although, if you're trying to lose your baby teeth, might be a good idea.
You're eating apples.
Mm-hmm.
You're chomping down grape nuts.
You know,
you're chewing on nails like Pippi Longstocking.
I lost a tooth to a pretzel once.
Mm.
It was fabulous.
You gotta watch out for those pretzels.
You gotta watch out for them pretzels.
So these are sweet.
Very much sweeter than the corn chips.
Yeah, the corn chips aren't sweet at all, but these are sweet. So So
these almost taste like apple pie. Almost, they're too cinnamony, I think.
I can almost taste a, I want to say a whipped cream.
Yeah.
There's a creaminess.
Yeah.
To the finish.
They're too sweet to be pumpkin pie.
Yeah. Maybe pumpkin mousse.
Mousse. That is a good pumpkin mousse.
Yeah.
A hint of pumpkin, but mostly mousse.
Yeah.
Not like Canadian mousse either.
Mm. That has more meat. Canadian mousse is more towards shakes.
Can we buy mousse somewhere?
I'm sure we can.
Let's do it.
Make mousse burger meat shakes.
Mousse burger and chocolate mousse.
Chocolate mousse burger.
Chocolate mousse burger. Let's do
there
it.
There you go.
I'm down. Sold.
All right. And I think we probably grossed people out enough. So, well, everybody, thanks for hanging in there and joining us on episode 76 of the Woo-hoo! Desperate Mothers podcast. And hopefully you are
hanging in there.
Yeah. It'll be better in 4 to 8 years.
In 4 to 8 years.
Well, four.
You know, like a presidency.
Yeah. Now we just have to start writing letters to Michelle Obama and getting her to run.
Michelle Obama, if you are listening, do it.
Yeah. But I don't know. Because then she probably wouldn't be as fun, as filled with comedy gold to make fun of. You know what I mean?
You know, she wouldn't. But I feel like she's just better.
But I can't wait for some of the shenanigans Donald Trump is sure to like engage in.
Shenanigans is the right word.
Gonna build that wall.
Oh yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, he's gonna make the Mexicans pay for it. Woo! Yeah.
Like they have the money for it.
Yeah, not to get too political, but I really want to see how this wall thing starts going. I mean, he said it was gonna happen, so
let's see.
That's how he's going to reinvigorate the American economy. Mm. He's going to put America to work on the wall.
He's creating jobs, you guys.
It's going to be like, you see that movie Pacific Rim?
Yeah.
Remember the walls they were building?
Yeah.
He's going to build those walls.
Those walls.
You're going to have like little shanty towns of wall builders, you know?
Yep.
People are going to be like strolling in looking for work. I need you on the wall.
We need you on the wall.
Yeah. All right,
you
with that,
Jacques Cousteau
says, yeah, you're out of here. We're done. All right, thanks for listening to Desert Mothers Podcast. I'm CJ Watson.
And I'm Sammy Sanders.
Hop on.